Content for the following program was provided by the Teton County Library.
Hey, everybody, turn off the TV. Meet me down at the library.
From the back of the stacks.
Library.
Welcome to Back of the Stacks. Library. I'm Rebecca. Today I have as my guest Library Director Valerie McGinnis. And Valerie, I've been doing a little detective work around the library and discovered that you are a fan of police procedurals.
Yes, I am. And I've been a fan for many, many years. And I'm delighted to have an opportunity to share some of my favorite shows and series with our audience today. And I got my start in this realm back in the 90s, watching the full series of Prime Suspect, featuring Helen Mirren, who really sets the bar for this type of crime series.
And Helen Mirren, of course, is a fantastic actress. And it sounds like it's the character she evokes through the police scenarios that she has to solve, and not necessarily the plot that really drew you in, but more the character they build around this female detective.
That is absolutely true. And Helen was a woman in a man's world, and she was able to work her way up the ladder, if you will, to become a chief inspector. And she really had to use all of her wiles and her intelligence in order to do so. And the stories are just so robust and engaging, and you can't help but, you know, be on the edge of your seat as you try to, along with the police, try to solve the mystery and the crime.
Is Prime Suspect a great way for someone to dip their toe into this genre? And do we have the full series at the library?
Yes to both questions. I think Prime Suspect is a great way to get started in this genre. And we do have the entire series on DVD, as well as a number of other series that I'm sure our audience would find of interest. Just recently, Tennyson, PBS series, was released. And this is the story, a prequel, actually, to Prime Suspect. It tells the story of how Jane Tennyson got her start in the British police realm. It's fascinating, and I highly recommend it.
And Jane Tennyson being the detective that Helen Mirren plays.
Correct. That is her character, yes.
And the Brits seem to have paved the way in the genre. They also have, we have a list, actually, that you compiled for us, which we can share on our website for people that want to look at a complete list. And we can even have it linked to what we have available in our collection. Along with Prime Suspect, we have the Complete Inspector Linley series based on Elizabeth George novels. And she came and spoke in Jackson at one of the Jackson Hole Writers Conferences. Would you say a lot of these shows are based on what were first books and then transformed into TV series?
Yes, that is correct. In fact, Linda LaPlante, who is a well-known British mystery and crime writer, she was the author of the series, which started with books, of course, for Prime Suspect. And she has also developed several other characters and stories. So I think that our audience would be, you know, intrigued to come in and check out. Another Linda LaPlante series is titled Above Suspicion, and we do have that series in our collection.
And speaking of British police procedurals, we can't fail to mention Doc Martin, which is still being filmed and is the British medical drama that stars the socially challenged doctor in Cornwall, England, who is Doc Martin. And I've definitely watched some Doc Martin shows, and it is a funny show. It's a lot about this quirky rural village and how the characters interact with each other, and a lot about relationships and a lot about Doc Martin, who isn't exactly lovable.
He's not lovable, but he certainly does have his faithful and loyal patients. And as you say, Rebecca, it's a wonderful study in English country life, as well as how small communities really do connect. So that's a great show to watch. And that's a real family show as well. So I do highly recommend that. And, you know, there are just others that take a little bit of a swerve from sort of the crime drama or the crime genre. And one of these is recently released. It's titled The Durrells of Corfu. And it's a delightful series of a British family who relocates to the island of Corfu in the 1930s. And it's based on the novels by naturalist Gerald Durrell. And I think, again, our audience would find this to be delightful, refreshing. And again, it's family oriented, but just so well done and so well acted. It's one of my new favorites.
Is Corfu an imaginary location?
No, actually, Corfu is an island off the coast of Greece. It's beautiful. I certainly would love to go there, and perhaps I'm going to put that on my bucket list.
I'll have to check that out. It sounds great. And I do have a small child, which makes me sometimes steer away from the more scary crime storyline. So that one's right up my alley. We have a lot of British police procedurals on this list, but it's not just solely for the Brits. You've also included Australian, New Zealand, even French and British combined police procedurals, a big variety here. Of some that fall outside the British variety, what are some of your favorites?
Well, yes, looking at things through sort of an international lens, I would be remiss if I didn't include the series Wallander, which is Swedish, and the Wallander series is based on the crime novels authored by Henny Mankell, a well-known Swedish author, very, very detailed, very in-depth. And the Wallander series is acted by Sir Kenneth Branagh. So I think our audience would find that to be quite fascinating. Also, I want to give a shout out to a series called The Tunnel. And this is a very interesting concept in which both the British and the French police must work together to solve crimes that occurred in the tunnel. And the twist on this is the crime took place on the border between France and Britain. So here two different societies must work together to solve a crime. It's fascinating. It is a little gritty, but I guarantee our audience will be intrigued. And then I would also want to give a shout out to series that are produced in Australia. We have a number of them. Janet King, now in its third series, is a combination of legal intrigue and police drama. We also have Top of the Lake, which is a well-known police procedural that takes place in New Zealand. And I think that our audience, again, would be very intrigued and interested to watch these just for the sake of the environment and the setting, but also how well-developed the characters are.
And we talked about how the characters are somewhat gritty themselves, and that's part of what attracts you to this genre.
Absolutely. I find the characters to be multidimensional, written in such a way that I would very much like to know them and understand what makes them tick. There's a degree of humanness to the characters that I find fascinating, and hence my enjoyment in watching these programs. And again, my enthusiasm in sharing them. And just to let our audience know that we have, you know, formats of variety, not just DVDs that you can check out for free, of course, but we also have films that you can watch digitally through our Hoopla app. And that is something that those who wish to have a little bit more flexibility would find to be convenient and kind of different.
And you can access our digital content 24/7. So if you find yourself home at 10 o'clock on a Friday night and you wished you'd made it to the library to check out the movie, but you didn't have time, if you have your library card number and PIN, you can do it from home. So that's the only thing you have to have to be able to access it when we're closed. And you get that late night itch for a little bit of plot. And
24/7.
Teton
County Library. We're 24/7.
I think that the tunnel sounds really interesting because you're talking about trying to create relationships and bridge differences between people from two different countries with two different cultures. And when I was looking through some of these storylines, I realized how many of them tend to be based on a detective and a partner, and that they initially start out with there's some kind of rub or some kind of personality disconnect between the two characters, and that a lot of the storyline becomes how they can kind of overcome their differences and sort of build a relationship. But this seems to underlie a lot of these stories.
That is the subtext to me. You know, there are multiple storylines going on in these programs, and again, it's fascinating, and it, you know, it makes for some great conversation, you know, discussion about the shows. And it just broadens our horizons to think about, again, what is going on in a foreign country. And again, it's all about people. I just am thrilled to have the opportunity to share this resource with our community. And we are always open to receiving suggestions from the public for items to add to our collection. So if any members of our listening audience have programs that they have found to be of interest and that they enjoy, we'd love to hear about that and have the opportunity to incorporate those into our collection as well.
And again, you can find a full list that Valerie's compiled for us that we have available on DVD at the library, and we'll share that on our website and through social media. And it's a great season to get started on binge watching these dramas. That's probably the only risk is, you know, once you watch the first one, you might be in.
I think that's a great word of advice for our audience. Moderation in all things, including moderation. And I hope that we'll see you at the library.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you. And keep reading and keep watching.
Hey, everybody, turn off the TV. Meet me down at the library. Library.